This is Nick Watt and Patrick Winter with David Cameron. David Cameron, you're going to be launching a major green paper on Friday on the environment. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this paper is a comprehensive paper about how we achieve a low-carbon economy and how we generate tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of green jobs, how we promote green technology for the future. I think the truth about this is that politicians right around the world have been thrashing around with great ideas about green cars, about renewable energy, about heat pumps, about microgeneration, about feed-in tariffs, about how you get biogas into the great ideas. But what is missing is the thing that's going to bring it all together and make it happen. And what that actually is, in our view, and this is the product of a lot of work, is a smart grid with smart meters. It means attaching a huge amount of computing technology and interactive technology to our grid, so that you can plug into that grid, interact with that grid, you can match energy supply and energy capacity much better, and you can make sense of the generation of new products like green cars, like the new green energy, in a way that will actually deliver the holy trinity, if you like, of energy policy, which is secure supplies that are with a low carbon source and that are a low price. That is what's required, and it's the smart grid and the smart meters in people's homes that will deliver it. Perhaps the best way to think of it is this is doing for electricity what the internet or digital television did in other areas. You're taking the grid and making it interactive, just as we used to watch analog television, five channels, received passively. With digital television, you're interacting and sending messages back through your set-top box. That's exactly the same concept with the smart grid and smart meters.
So you haven't given up on the environment during a recession?
Absolutely not. I think that far from it. And what we ought to be doing in this recession is making sure that we do things now that help people today, and green jobs, green technology, green products will do that. But we should be doing things that will also build a more balanced economy for the future. And I think this policy and going for the low carbon economy absolutely fulfills that.
And you're launching it on the internet.
That's right. I'll be being interviewed by Jeffrey Lean, the well-known environmental correspondent. He's going to be launching the project. We're launching the paper and interviewing me about it at the same time. But I hope this gives you a taster of a very exciting initiative that is to come.
David Cameron, thanks very much.